Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Like it or not, producers need to submit their annual crop acreage report soon to their local Farm Service Agency office. Why are they significant? We find out from Rod Bain.
It is an annual occurrence for many crop growers, submitting their crop acreage report to their local Farm Service Agency office. And FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says for 2023, the deadline approaches for producers of most crops to submit their crop acreage report.
For spring planted crops, that deadline will be on July 17th this year.
The administrator explains why reporting crop acreage is important for producers.
The crop acreage report, you can sort of think of it like ground truthing the other information that we have access to. We've got a lot of data from the NAS survey or census that goes out every 5 years. We've got a lot of information that's gathered from the available sources through the Economic Research Service. And this is actually producer submitted information. So in many cases, it's probably the best information we've got. And all of that together informs our policymaking at the FSA. And it's important to stress that the best information available will create the best policy possible.
Also, crop acreage reporting is a requirement for growers to meet eligibility for several USDA programs.
Our ability to deliver timely and meaningful assistance, safety net programs, disaster programs, is really linked to knowing what's going on out there in the fields and in the pastures.
Administrator Ducheneau adds producers should also check in with their local FSA offices, as acreage reporting deadlines will vary by crop and by county. Also,
for our producers that have a fairly regular practice of production, there is an option to file a continuous acreage report. For instance, if you're in a grazing system that stays the same basically every year, you can file a continuous acreage report, and we will keep that on file, and that will be your acreage report until such time as you tell us to do it different. That can have one less thing on your mind when, say, a disaster strikes. You've got that in and on file already.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, after falling last week, the nation average gas price is up 5.6 cents from a week ago to $3.57 per gallon. Not quite as bad around here. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says the good news has continued for average diesel prices, which again fell last week to their lowest since early 22, helping to relieve some pressure on hard-hit consumers of diesel. The national average diesel price down 1.6 cents in the last week, within 20 cents of the national average price for gasoline. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.